desire. Here in the Amazon, there are two kinds of boto. Some are enchanted, Zhao Pena says. There's a time in the still of the night when you can tell the difference between the boto and the encantado. A lot of people like you, even people from the Amazon, they say they don't believe it. They say even if we are telling a story of something that really happened to us, that is just a fisherman's lie. But there are people here that know. They know it's real. It's really true. He was 12 when he saw his first encantado. It was the night when the great turtles come out of the river to lay their eggs on the white sand under the full moon. You must wait until they finish laying before you take them, he explained, because you must ensure there will be turtles to eat the next year. So it was quite late by the time they began to collect their quarry. Just as we were picking up the turtles, we saw three men sitting in the sand, dressed in white. Why would they sit there when there were turtles to be caught? Who were they? We went closer to see. But as they approached, the white-clad men sprang up and leapt into the solomoys. The boys watched for the men to emerge, but they never did. Instead, they saw three botos leap just where the men had disappeared. The botos came quite close to the shore, he remembers, chuffing spumes of spray through their blowholes, as if indignant. There are so many stories of botos, you will die writing, Zhao Pena says. In the floating house at Marchantaria lived a man whose teenage daughter was beset by the attentions of an amorous boto. The dolphin had a distinctive white spot on the tail, and he was always near the house. At night he would come out of the water to visit her room and enter her dreams. He appeared in the form of a man wearing white shorts, with a spot on his leg. The boto never touched her, but she was very afraid. She felt his presence, his longing for her. Day by day she grew more pale and anemic. One night the boto appeared to her mother in a dream, and asked her to give the girl to him. She refused, but the boto kept coming back, night after night. Finally, the family had to move from that place. Now the girl is 25. She isn't bothered by the boto anymore, she told us. But to this day, whenever she visits the river, botos come near the shore, desiring her still. Zhao knows that the girl and her family are telling the truth, he tells us, for the same thing has happened to him. When he was 17, with his uncle, he had joined a fishing party that had gone to harpoon Piraruku. While they were on the beach gutting their catch, a boto came near the shore looking at them. The uncle joked, "Pretty dolphin girl, are you looking for a handsome young man? See Zhao Pena, isn't he a good-looking fellow?" That night, they slept in their canoes, anchored in the middle of the river. The night was starry, Zhao remembers. He was in a canoe right next to his uncle's. He felt the craft dip as if it were taking on weight, and opened his eyes. Sitting in his canoe was a young woman. Only she wasn't dressed in white, he told us. She was naked, with big breasts. I leaned towards her. She was so beautiful, with long blonde hair, and her skin was very pale. I was enchanted. And then she went back into the water and turned into a boto. The splash woke everyone in the party. They looked around and saw their canoes were surrounded by pink dolphins. The men were frightened and, trying to get away, paddled their canoes into the forest. But the botos followed, splashing their tails as if they were angry. Why were the dolphins following? You see, the encantado, she had fallen in love with me, Zhao explains regretfully. The other dolphins were jealous. Botos are very linked with one another. The botos did not leave until the following morning, splashing all the while. And what if he had followed the boto woman into the water? What would she have done with him? Is there such a thing as the encant? Oh, yes, the encant is very real, he says. In the time of my grandparents, they talked of it. Across from Manakapuru, there was a land with a lake and grass on top of the water that never died. In the middle of that lake, you would hear cattle, dogs, bands playing, singing. All of us went walking toward that lake, my mother, my aunt, my grandmother. We all heard it, We thought it was a party. And in those days, we used kerosene lamps, and we carried one over to see who was having a party. It got louder and louder. There was so much noise. But we never saw anybody. They said, and I know it's true, that the sound was coming from beneath the water, where the dolphins live. Zhao Penna and the father of the girl who was visited by the dolphin both work for Vera at IMPA. She depends on them and respects both men. But she does not believe their stories, and she has heard so many in her work. Not far from Anshantaria, a woman asked if I was afraid to be enchanted, Vera told us one night back in Manaus. Rain roared over the tin roof of the open-air restaurant where we were sharing tambaki com leite de coco, and lightning flashed on all sides. She told me, "Don't eat anything the Boto offer you. If you eat, you'll never come back." Vera laughed her bubbling laugh. I told her I would like so much to visit the Ancant, and she was horrified. "But you said you don't believe in the Ancant," I said. "Yes," she answered, "but sometimes I wish it were true."